What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
You're listening to 30 Mindless Minutes, part of the ChairShot Radio Network, on thechairshot.com and all your favorite podcasting platforms. Remember, always use your head. Lend me your ears and welcome to another episode of 30 Mindless Minutes. I am your host, DJ, the man with the award-winning and holy beard. Got a super, super fun episode lined up here this week. I have once again mined my friends and my podcast brethren for a guest host here this week. And I've got an important one as well as a good friend of mine. I want to welcome to 30 Mindless Minutes, Mr. Ray Cash. Sir, welcome.
Hark. Who is it that I used to do it all the time. I don't remember the Hamlet. You are the sun and I am the cash. I don't know, but talking about lend me your ears, boy. God damn, we back in ninth grade English class. What's up, my boy?
Hey, I was a theater kid, pal.
I took three years
of drama in high school before I graduated. So yeah.
You know, to that point. First and foremost, the arts are important for children.
Yes.
They are important for people, but particularly for children. More of our kids should probably take a little drama classes. A few.
Neither one of them followed my instructions, but I told both of my kids when they were in high school, take a drama class.
Yeah.
Take it. Let me tell you so much. This is a little off topic. We're going to get into our topic here in a minute, but I'm going to give you a little bit of backstory on myself and a little bit on Ray. This is a good talking point. I was a very, very shy, introverted kid. Hmm. And in ninth grade, I was tired of that. I had one friend, you know, growing up, I had one friend. I'm like, that stinks. And he's a wonderful person. We're still friends to this day. I love him like a brother. But, you know, as you mature and go into puberty and things like that, you want to start, you know, making more friends. And as you get into junior high and high school, certainly you want to at least have a circle of friends. So I forced myself to take drama. I'd always been, you know, into movies and into entertainment and things like that. And while, you know, I've got a face made for radio, I had no aspirations of acting, you know, as a job. I definitely thought that it would help me to enunciate myself more and project myself more and try to drag a personality out of myself. And it certainly did that. And I brought that with me into my pro wrestling career. Like that gave me all the tools that I needed to go out there and talk and be a character in front of people enunciate and be able to speak in front of people comfortably. And that's where I kind of ended up here with the podcasting, because one of my strengths is I feel like I speak fairly well. I think I can hold a good conversation and I think I can keep an audience engaged. And that's my strength. My strength, and this plays into the topic tonight, or one of my weaknesses, I should say, and this plays into tonight's topic, and this is why I had my friend Ray on here, is the marketing. I am not great at marketing myself. I'm 52, almost 53 years old. I have a very simple mind for this type of thing. I get up, I record a podcast, I share it out on social media, I slap a couple of hashtags on there, and that's it. And my identity of the two podcasts that I curate, as well as the other podcasts that I guest host on, are very, very limited. And Ray and I were having a great discussion a couple of days ago as I was trying to come up with a logo for 30 Mindless Minutes.
Yep.
And I had in the past for the Mindless Wrestling podcast, I have a friend who's an artist, and he put something together for me and very graciously didn't charge me anything for it. And, you know, I use that for that banner. But I wanted to identify this show differently from the wrestling podcast. As, you know, obviously at some point, because it is a hobby, I will talk wrestling. It's not the focus of this show, and I wanted to separate the identities from each other. And so I pitched a bunch of ideas at Ray. And I did this because, one, Ray's my friend. And two, I trust Ray's intuition on this. I'll let Ray kind of introduce himself here a little bit, and then I'll tell you how Ray and I met, because I think that's for me, it's an interesting story as well. So Ray, again, welcome to 30 Mindless Minutes.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to have me. Makes so much sense hearing that backstory. And being a kid is tough, especially being a ninth grader. I started ninth grade at 12 years old.
Wow. Okay.
And I had only went to elementary and middle schools. I mean, parochial elementary middle schools. I went to Catholic elementary middle school. I'm not Catholic, but my stepfather was a Baptist preacher, and my family's been big in religion and church my whole life. So that was what I did, and I loved it. Schools, it was very, very, just the classes were small. Everybody was fantastic to me. My seventh grade, and probably 75% of eighth grade, I was the only black kid. Probably didn't really know black people outside of my neighborhood and my church, because I went, you know, and I live on the east side of Houston. So it's very heavily Hispanic and Latino. And I wanted to be a doctor. So I got into in Houston, we have magnet schools.
Yeah, we have those here.
Okay. And so Michael E. DeBakey, world famous heart surgeon, has a high school for health professions on here in Houston. And you have to test. And I got in, 12 years old, had to do a summer program because I was a year behind in math and science because they're a year advanced. And so to your point, DJ, I knew nobody. I'm on a whole different area of the city. Nobody came with me because I come from a small school. I'm not really comfortable around people, let alone black folk. So like literally when I wasn't in class, I would go sit by myself on the other side of the school in like a doorway. Every day.
Wow.
And luckily there was another dude. Shout out to my boy, Big Charles. Cause you know, if I knew where he was, he's that brother, love that dude. He was in the next door right next to me. And so we got cool that way. And we ended up he was one of my best friends throughout school. We both left that school, went to our other school together. We went to college together. So I feel you so much, man, on that backstory, dog. And I was a jock. I was a jock. But I had a heart problem, so I couldn't be a jock anymore in 10th grade. So like, I was like a captain without a ship almost. I didn't know what I was supposed to be doing. I can't hoop no more. So what do I do? You know, I'm 6'1".
Yeah, what's your
direction? 20. What do I do?
Yeah. So Ray and I's backstory, Ray and I are part of, let me full disclosure, part of the Chairshot Radio Network. It's a collection of podcasts that is largely sports entertainment and sports entertainment. We are starting to branch out into some other areas. 30 Mindless Minutes, as well as a couple others on our network, are sending our feelers out, and we are trying to promote these things. And again, this brings us back to our topic here tonight. First time Ray and I ever met was actually on my co-host on the Mindless Wrestling podcast, Rob, his podcast, Rob the Genius. He had Ray on there and we talked, and Ray and I had like instant chemistry. Yeah. Like I felt it immediately. I was like having a great time. Like this guy, one, he knows his shit. You know, two, he's super cool and easy to talk to and just easy to flow a conversation with. So when I reached out about, you know, well, how do I want to brand 30 Mindless Minutes? Ray was the first person I thought of because I knew his background in tech. And I trust his judgment and I trust, you know, him as a friend to be honest with me if I'm heading in the wrong direction. So as we get into tonight's topic, again, you know, self-promotion and promoting your podcasts, the one thing you want to do, and this was something that you told me, and I'm going to let you take the ball here, was identity. And that was the biggest thing you asked me when I was sending you images and saying, you know, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And you're like, you know, it's you, but what's your identity with the podcast? And I don't mean you as a person. I mean your show as an identity. Ray, take it from here.
Yeah, man. So I've been lucky enough, blessed enough to be in the content space, my very first column I wrote was in 2010, January 4th, 2010, because that was the Monday that Bret Hart came back to WWE and TNA went to Mondays for the first night, for the first time. And that was what inspired me to say, let me give this a try. You know, and I've been on various websites. I've had different levels of prominence. I am by no means I have no popularity. I'm not trying to say that, but I've been places and I've done a few things. Like I wrote for Wrestling Inc. I wrote for PW Mania. I was a big part of Lords of Pain back in the day. Like I've done a few things. And so throughout that, you kind of learn what works and what doesn't. And so what I was trying to talk to DJ about was, you know, first and foremost, DJ is actually a part of your real name. So yes. Sometimes it's not your real name, but it's a part of your real name. So sometimes when we use our real names or parts of our real names in this world, we kind of forget that we're still a character. And I don't mean a character like your wrestling persona, right? But everything that DJ says on these podcasts doesn't always have to be indicative of DJ real name enter here, right?
Right.
And so we're selling that to people. And that's hard to, again, to realize because unfortunately we're not at the point where we're making real money off of this, right? We're doing our best. We're doing a lot of this for the love of it. But so in through all that, you got to give people a reason to want to listen to you or to talk to you or to click on you because there is so much we could do. Like right now, as I'm talking to DJ, the Oscars is on my laptop. Selection Sunday stuff is on my TV and I'm on the phone with DJ while I got stuff on my phone. So many things take your eye or your attention. So when you're talking about a podcast or article, we'll stick with podcast for this purposes of this conversation. Why would I want to listen to your podcast? What is it about you that makes me want to listen to it? Now me, Ray Cash, I want to listen to DJ because I know DJ. DJ is a friend. I have DJ's phone number in my phone under his real name. We are friends. If I'm in Florida, I plan on stopping by the house and chilling with the family. And he's
and you're always
saying when he come down to Houston. It's a real friendship here. But if I didn't know you, why would I care? And so that's the thing that I was trying to push to DJ because all these cool, catchy names, that's cool. These cool, catchy logos is cool. But you want people to be able to see, know, and understand you in 5 seconds. That's as much as you get. Like, especially for the people. So we're already niche anyway, right? We're primarily a wrestling website. We are multifaceted, but we are primarily the sound of the marquee and what brings people into the door is wrestling 95% of the time, right?
Yes.
So with that, we're already niche in the public general space. So now, as wrestling goes, it's a very big space, but the market share is inundated with everything. There is a podcast for, there's the Wrestling is Cool podcast, the Wrestling is Bad podcast, the Wrestling is Mad podcast, the Wrestling is Wrestling podcast. It's a million of everything.
We are so a drop in an ocean of those things. Anybody with access to a microphone and calls himself a fan is doing a podcast these days.
Exactly. And with the podcast revolution, pardon me for calling it that, it's so easy to do this.
It is.
You know, and which is good. I like that people have the chance to give themselves a voice and maybe make some money off of it. But they're not going to begrudge someone from getting a hustle, right? But how do you make headway? If I were to list, it's almost like a resume, and you've been a manager and a boss before. If I give you 200 names, what is it about those 20 names that's going to catch your attention?
One is going to be, you know, the resume, the depth of the resume, and the history of what I'm trying to hire them for. Do they have a history of that, and how deep does that history go? That's the first thing that I'm going to look at as a person trying to test out something new.
You're a good person. I'm going to tell you why you're a good person, because that's not the answer most people would say.
Yeah.
They get to that. The first thing they would say, the layout.
Yeah.
Looking at the resume, why do you think companies ask for cover letters?
Okay. See, and this is important because I hope that people listening to this are learning, because this is actually educational for me. You know, I'm learning as I go, and I hope that anybody who comes across this podcast, if you're listening, if you're new to podcasting, you're wanting to break in, I hope you're taking some nuggets out of this, because this is educational for me as well.
Yeah, man, just, you know, and I don't mean to sit here and act like I got all the answers. You know, DJ's a little older than me, so I don't want to make it seem like I'm trying to big brother him. But I've been lucky that I've been through a few things and seen a few things and had some really good mentors and people that taught me things that you learn this kind of stuff and you kind of figure it out sometimes the hard way, right?
Right.
But no, visuals and the way you look and the way you're presented, especially in, we're not quite a visual medium yet because there's not a lot of video on our channel. We're working on that. But those things catch people's attention. So the one thing I tell people, I've always told people that I work with, work for, or even after I got hired that I end up working, that manage me, is I always have told people, if I can get into an interview, I'm good. Because I'm confident enough in my skills and my personality and who I am that I'm going to get the job, you know? Or if I don't get the job now, we cool, we good, you're going to think of me again. But once right. I get in, I'm good. Ain't been many times I've ever had an interview, I didn't get it. I can think of twice in my life.
Once in my life in the last, since I started in my career, I'll say.
Yeah.
I've been in my career 27 years. I have worked at 6 different clinics, and only one time did I, interestingly enough, did I not get the job because it was a marketing position. And my friend, who is very much a hustler in that respect, got the marketing position, but the next technical position that came open, I got the job. And then when I got my current job, my resume was at the top of the stack.
Yep.
They looked at my resume. They interviewed me. They didn't look at any other resumes.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, he's like, I don't need to see anything else. You're the guy I want. And my last review was, when I hire people, because I came in highly recommended, I have a good working reputation within our community in the job that I do. He's like, when I hire people who come in with the type of reputation that you did, I'm always a little skeptical. You have delivered as advertised. And, you know, that's what I bring to the table in jobs. And I hope that's what I bring to the table in podcasts. You know, I try not to talk about topics that I know shit about.
Yeah.
You know, if I don't know about it, I don't talk about it. And that's why sometimes with my personal podcast, it's harder to come up with topics because I don't just want to throw an episode out there for the sake of just throwing content out there. I want it to be meaningful. I want it to be either something that I know something about or that I want to learn something about, which again brings us back to why I have you here tonight. I'm learning as we go along here.
So let's talk about that for a second.
Mm-hmm.
So you brought back when we first met each other through Rob. Shout out to Rob. So you so kindly and glowingly spoke about me and how I came up to you. Let me tell you how you came up to me. First and foremost, you're eloquent, you're warm, you're fun, you're engaging, all of these things. But what gave me the most of a check mark to me, especially in the conversation we have with Rob, was you are actual wrestler. You did this.
Yes.
And so I've, like I told you, I've written for Lords of Fame. I've written for Wrestling Inc. I've written for PW Mania. I wrote for Bleacher Report before they shut it down and became corporate, when anybody could write an article. I wrote for Rant Sports. I've written for a number of things in places, and I've been involved with this. So many people want to talk wrestling, and not one person's taking a bump.
Yeah.
Not one person's ran the ropes. And on Chair Shot, other than Greg, who's the boss, and I don't know if he's taking bumps, but he owns and is a promoter of a wrestling company, you and I are the only ones who have taken a bump and ran the ropes. And for me, it was only just out of a workout type deal. Like I'm not a trained performer, but I've done the stuff.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, Aesop is a wrestler, correct?
Oh, Aesop is a full-time wrestler.
Yeah, Aesop is actually a full-time in the business, yeah. Still active performer. I haven't been active in you know, over 25 years.
And so, I say active, by the way, he's an indie guy. He takes bookings when he wants to. It's not like that's
right.
Like
he has a main job hustle.
Yeah. So, no disrespect to Aesop. He's not he doesn't have an active show. Or isn't a full 100% contributor. He comes on when he has time. That's the reason I didn't think of him. But you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, just real fast, DJ. The only reason I bring that up is because you're talking about you don't want to do things unless you can speak on it. And we were talking about wrestling and instantly, like, oh, you did this? I don't care what you say. I got faith in you because you've done this.
Right.
Now, I want you to take that same thought process and I want you to flip that, because the Mindless Wrestling Podcast is a podcast hosted by a former wrestler and two major fans who are talking wrestling, right? That is what that show is built on. The show is not built on you. The show is built on the three perspectives, one from a wrestler, one from a facts guy, and one from the most passionate actual fan you could find.
Yes.
This show, 30 minus minutes, should be about whatever you wake up in the morning and want to do. Because you're not pitching this product. You're pitching you. And that's the difference between the podcast. 30 minus minutes is come listen to DJ.
And see, 20 minutes into this, and you've already figured that out, which is exactly what I want this podcast to be. Me bringing, you know, not only slices of my life, but slices of life of people who either their stories I find interesting, or, you know, their interests in things, their hobbies and things like that I find interesting, and I want to talk about that.
Come hang out with your boy. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I've wanted to brand here with this, and that's the audience that I hope to reach. And as we move forward here with the Chairshot Radio Network, and we do try to branch out into these other avenues, again, like you said, we have a very niche bubble type audience. Reaching outside of that bubble is going to require some heavy gear shifting on my part and a much different approach to how I've marketed myself in the past. Mm-hmm. In the past, I'm on X. I'm active in a lot of different wrestling communities. It's easy to throw that podcast out there and people will find it either through the hashtag method or just in random finding people going on the internet and searching for podcasts. You're on Spotify, whatever other podcasting platforms you may be on. They look for it, they find it, they come across it, and they listen to it. As you get outside of that, again, we're talking about an ever-expanding world of podcasting. And there are probably hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people at this point doing podcasts. Mm-hmm. And setting yourself apart is so crucial. And again, like you said, why do people want to listen to me? That's hard to answer. You know, I hope that my voice is eloquent enough, my topics are interesting enough, and my ability to engage with my co-hosts is interesting enough that people will eventually, brick by brick, become a broader and larger audience.
But DJ, it's like you're fishing, right? You're in Florida. I hope I'm not giving that away. I'm not saying what city.
No, it's everybody knows. Florida,
right? So when you go fishing, you got to have something on the reel for that fish to want, right? So you throw it in the water and you could have a worm, you could have a bob, you could have whatever, I don't know the terms. You could have whatever you want on that. But that fish got to want to grab that. Once you get it, you're cool. I got you, baby. But I got to reel you in some kind of way. And so that's why when we were talking the other day, I was telling you about your logo. Because a logo for a podcast, I can tell if I like a podcast within 5 minutes of listening to it. right? That's why I hate a lot of people, a lot of podcasts that have their first 5 minutes is just a whole bunch of, hey man, how was your day last night? What's your, like, that's cool. It's cool. Especially if I know you. Like, if I may call one out, I know a lot of people don't. I love Peter Rosenberg. I've met the dude. I think he's awesome. I love Cheap Heat. I have to stop listening to it because I can only do so much bagel talk when I'm here to listen to wrestling, dog. Like, and I understand they audience like that. I can only do so much, right? So when it comes to you, what I was trying to get you to not understand, but what I was trying to convey opinion-wise to you is once they listen to you, I doubt anybody that's going to spend 5-10 minutes with you, my boy, ain't going to love you, find something engaging with you, connect with you some kind of way. I got to find a reason to want to listen to you. Now, right. 30 Mindless Minutes is a great name, but it's generic as all hell. So what are we going to do to convey what you're trying to tell the viewer? And ultimately, this is a podcast version of Carpool Karaoke without the music. Come ride with your boy. We're going to talk about whatever we want to talk about. We could talk about wrestling, which I know, some cool stuff that I know, what's interesting in my mind. Oh, what you got going on? But come ride with your boy for 30 minutes. We're going to kill some time. I ain't going to hold you long. And we in and out of here. So that image needs to convey something that maybe not 100% or perfectly, but convey something that can tell to the viewer, this is what you're going to get from me.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And that I very much appreciated. And again, that's why I came to you, because I was sitting there. I'm like, I have these images, and my artist friend who I went to originally. And when this episode, we're going to go 2 episodes here. We have a lot to unpack. And in the second half of this episode, we are going to talk about some marketing, more marketing than we did in this, how that plays into social media, and more importantly, the use of AI in that marketing and using that as a part of your marketing strategy. But my artist friend, he and I were talking, and he was like, because he did my first logo for the Mindless Wrestling Podcast, and I was going to go back to him, but I don't, like I said, he did it for free, and he did it out of the goodness of his heart, and I don't want to keep using that particular resource to come back to us, hey man, I know you did it for me before. Can you do another one for me? And strangely enough, he of all people recommended using the AI because I was back and forth on, again, my friend is an artist. He makes at least a side hustle money in his art. And I don't want to take that away from him. So I talked to him first. He's like, no, go ahead and use the AI. But when it came to actually producing the image, it's not that I didn't trust his judgment on what I was doing, because he'd probably look at it again. It's probably one of the situations when you're like, oh, yeah, man, it looks great. Go with that. And I'm like, okay, that's great. And I appreciate that. But I need somebody who's going to break it down a little bit more scientifically for me. And that's why I came to Ray, because you can do this for me and say, okay, yeah, I like the look of the image, but, and then deliver the but. And so as we got to that, and again, when you present that, just the visuals of that on social media, because again, that's the first thing people see, and then they listen, and then they decide, okay, am I going to listen to this guy for 30 minutes every week? And you know, that the rest of that is up to me to, like you said, hook the fish, reel them in, and keep them.
For sure.
So yeah, and that's where I was going with that, as far as the aesthetic look on social media.
So when at my height, when I was writing and I was like getting thousands and thousands of views, my column, my name's Ray Cash, right? Or my nom de plume, shout out to my French people, is Ray Cash. My column name was Money in the Bank or MITB. Now, my favorite color is legitimately purple, not just because I'm a Ravens fan. That is my legitimate favorite color. My favorite animal is a kangaroo. If the logo for my column, Money in the Bank, was a purple kangaroo doing like this, you think anybody would look at my shit? Excuse me, I don't know if we can cuss, I'm sorry. Would you look at my stuff? You think anybody would?
That's a rather confusing visual for what you were trying to do with, you know, your articles, your columns, whatever you were doing at the time.
Exactly. So that's one of the biggest failures that people do when they're making a column, or they're making a podcast, they're making some type of content, a YouTube page and a thumbnail, because thumbnails are, man, there's websites and social media websites that pay people just to make thumbnails, right?
Yeah.
But that's the biggest failure they do, is they think, oh, if I put something cool on here, if I put Darth Vader's mask with a Pittsburgh Penguin hockey, that's okay, cool. But unless you're talking about Darth Vader and Pittsburgh Penguins, nobody's really going to want to click on it.
Right. That's a very 2000s YouTube manner of thinking. Yeah. Tell you what, we are just about out of time for this episode. We are going to come back next week here with, well, next episode, I should say, because these tend to come out a little bit quicker than weekly. We're going to have Ray Cash back on here next episode. We are going to continue this discussion. We've got, as I said, a lot to unpack. We're going to integrate AI into the discussion and talk about that a bit more as we break all this down and, you know, hopefully impart some wisdom and knowledge, not only on me, but on anybody who may be on the fence about starting a podcast. Ray, I want to thank you for this episode and thank you for your knowledge.
Hey, man, you call me, you text me. I've said this to you on Mindless Wrestling. I'm not a hard dude to find. I may not be as active as I once was, but if you say what you're doing, I'm going to make time to come rock with my boy. So I appreciate the time.
And I love you and I appreciate you for that. You, the listener, thank you for sticking along with this one. Like I said, we are going to be back next episode with Ray Cash. I get it done in 30 minutes or less because I know you got shit to do. And we're out till next episode. Intro music provided royalty-free by Audionautics. That's www.audionautics.com. My go-to for all my podcasting royalty-free music needs.